welcome back to another episode on the Heart of a Preacher's Kid podcast. I'm your host, Chan, and it's a beautiful day outside. As always, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, or comment on whatever podcast streaming platform that you're on. Let me know that you're listening. Well, today I wanted to touch on something that was placed in my heart definitely yesterday. And I wanted to share it with you all. So it's coming from Matthew 7 and 1, primarily 1. But we're going to read also to verse 2. And it says, if you're following along with me, I'm reading NKJV. It says, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will measure back to you. It will be measured back to you. Now, of course, we hear every day, don't judge me, don't judge me, don't judge me. But what does that truly mean? And especially in the context of the word. This was written and read, so this is something Jesus was teaching to those who were listening. Whoever has an ear, let them hear. But what does it mean for us to judge not so that we be not judged too? And I was thinking about this because at first I was like, Lord, I'm the most unbiased person, I feel like. I don't feel like I judge people. But when I begin to meditate on this verse and look at things throughout the day, yesterday, I had a moment where I was like, oh, maybe that is in my heart. Maybe that is something that I need help dealing with. And it comes from just preconceived notions about people, about not understanding their narrative or their story. I mean, think about it. A lot of times in scripture, we see, especially when I think about the woman who was presented to Christ, who had committed adultery by the Pharisees, they judged her immediately. They immediately were like, you know, she did wrong. We should stone her. And they didn't understand her story. But Jesus did. You know, he understood what was happening in the background. Or even thinking about the woman with the issue of blood. Ceremonially, and through like the law, she was considered an unclean person, but she was trying to reach Jesus. There was a desperation behind her just wanting to reach and touch the hem of his garment. But everyone else was like, oh, get away, you know? And that's why I find it important to repent daily. Because even when we think about these things, even when we are just passing by people who are doing everyday life, we can find ourselves caught up in the same thing. Just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees of making preconceived notions, having already the judgment in our head of who people are, what they're doing, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, before we even have a conversation with them. And that isn't right. The same grace that is extended to us through Christ Jesus that allowed us to have a story of before and still spared us. And then as we come into knowing him and being reconciled, and now we don't have that story anymore. It's now our past. In the same way, we should have that same compassion and love for people that we don't even know, strangers. That's why it's important in the scripture to understand why it was given to us to first love God, then love people as you love yourself. That's important. Because how would you like to be treated? Think about it. Would you want somebody to automatically draw an idea about who you are before they even get to know you? Would you like somebody to just, based off your looks, describe a whole story about you that isn't true? Because they could judge you that way. And that's unfair. That's the point Jesus was making. You can't judge somebody because we judge them unfairly. Because we're man. We're flawed individuals, period. But in Christ being perfect, in God being perfect, he is just. He is a just God. And it's not our position to place anybody in whatever standards that we have. Because our standards are flawed. They're not perfect. As my grandma used to say, you ain't got no heaven or hell to put me in. And that's the honest to goodness truth. Because it's not our position to judge, not others. It's our job, it's our position to show love, to show the love of Christ amongst people who don't know it, who don't understand it. Because if we do set ourselves in this position of judging or being a judge, our flawed way of thinking can be turned around and be used on us so that we may be judged unfairly. That same measurement of you thinking, oof, that girl, I would not have chose those shoes, or man, I don't know why he came out the house like that, can be used against you. Now, those are slight judgments, but sometimes we judge the character. We judge the integrity of other people, not understanding the full scope of who they are. But God, in all his mercy and grace, and then sending Jesus to just give us freedom, liberty from sin because of salvation, we get to literally go away from the narrative that was presented before us and become new. Our lives as whatever we were before are no longer tied to us. So when we judge others, are we tying what they used to be to what they could be? Are we seeing the potential? Are we viewing them as souls? Or are we viewing them as just passerbys? Make that your mission today. How am I viewing just normal, regular, degular people around me? How am I viewing, you know, you could say celebrities too. Because unfortunately, their information is more accessible in the world. But still, how am I viewing them? Am I viewing them with my own judgment? Or am I viewing them in the way that Christ would? Seeing them as a soul, lost or found. Seeing them as a person that needs healing or deliverance. seeing them as somebody who needs the love of Christ in their life? Or am I seeing them as just who they are right now? Just what their past is? Think about it. Judge not, so that ye not be judged. And definitely not unfairly. This is all I have for you today. I hope that you've been blessed by this podcast and by this podcast episode. I pray that you continue to listen. I'll be with you throughout this process and throughout my process and journey through learning who Jesus is, learning who God is, and just continuing in faith. Thank you, and I will be with you next time. Y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.